Give me my phone.
Maybe just like don't be such a bad teacher that people are like on their phones the whole time texting. Now, I don't fully agree with it. But I sympathize with it because there's a degree to which we alienate the kids so much and then we get so surprised that they just have no interest in the class. Like, history should be the most fascinating thing to anybody.
Why do you think it is boring? Like, what are they f***ing up?
They're doing it on purpose. They literally want the kids to have to think class is boring. It comes back down to that. Like, because it's meant to be taught in a way for people to be obedient. So you're able to answer the questions on the test. You're able to behave the way that you're supposed to in class. It's not taught in a way where you're supposed to engage with the subject matter that you're particularly interested in, because that can cause controversy. That can cause critical thought. And if you do that as a teacher, what you cause is for people to have way more of a critical eye and an investment in the world around them, and way more of a compassion for certain issues than is tolerable for you to remain in power. You know, like
it's a red flag.
I was watching one of the other videos. It actually looks like the bookshelf that Anthony Fantano has when he does his music reviews. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Needle Drop.
Yeah, yeah.
Similar glasses.
I've gotten comparisons to Fantano before, and I've always felt weird about it. Especially with the mustache. It's always like, oh, man.
Wow.
Weird like how?
Like it's like, I mean, I don't hate Fantano, but it's also like, I don't. You know how just sometimes you just get comments on YouTube where it's just like, wish you didn't say that. Like, I wish you didn't.
I can't relate to being constantly compared to other people that I look like in my YouTube comment section. Can't relate to that at all.
I think
you. Nice. Bro, these motherfuckers on YouTube have, like, I probably have like 15 different doppelgangers that they compare me to. In the last video with FD, it was the Chocolate Rain dude. It was Bruce Leroy or whatever from The Last Dragon.
Okay.
When I had long hair, it was Zazzy Beetz. It's Maxwell.
Okay.
Aunt Dante. It, like, just without glasses.
Have you got Eazy-E?
Eazy-E when I had long hair, yeah. Like,
okay.
Just much.
Kinda,
much.
Not quite him, though, but like the actor who played him in the Straight Outta Compton movie.
Oh, interesting.
You resemble him a bit more than the actual Eazy-E.
Yeah,
Eazy-E once over, yeah.
Once removed.
Yeah.
Second
Eazy-E. The fictional portrayal of Eazy-E.
Damn. All right. Let's go ahead and get into the podcast. Welcome, everybody, to the Red Flag, the number one dating and doppelganger podcast in the universe. It's your boy, Eddie. It's Josh. Joined today by Elliot Sang in lieu of Alvin, who is currently away. Do we know what he's currently away doing, Josh?
Oh, man. I think Alvin said that he was building, like, a tunnel under, like, the Atlantic Ocean to get to, like, some fucking, like, you know, the it was like Africa or something like that, so he could like set up a pyramid scheme and then funnel.
He dug up underneath Akon's crypto city and he was stealing all the crypto to bring back to America.
Exactly. You know, I did hear that too. A lot of the
details. That's true. I saw that on Twitter.
Yeah.
So anyway, we got Elliot here in his stead. You know what I'm saying? Dominican sensation. Yeah.
Solidarity with the same people.
Air horns.
Mofongo.
Yeah, I get questions a lot. I mean, I get comments sometimes that are literally like, why do you have my flag in your background? It's like, I want you to hear me out for a second.
I'm not white, I'm Dominican.
I am Dominican. I feel like I'm growing the mustache out partially because it's like, maybe this will
to get Dominican.
Like, maybe this will add a flavor to it. You know?
I can see that.
Gotta say Poppy a few times. Hey, Poppy, you know what I'm saying? Like, just like,
you know, like you said, hey, where you go to the podcast? Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's you got it. I think if you just bring the mustache in a little bit more this way, plus
pull it up.
I think you're good. I think you're good. Yeah,
it's quite possible. I feel like I see this more often than I see that.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah,
I'm probably going
up.
Off like racism,
you,
so don't listen.
Yeah, don't pull it up.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
you would look
yeah.
like a burglar that's, of some kind or some sort of
like
an
old
I don't
school.
Know.
That's
like
a Mexican revolutionary.
Top hat, like,
right.
I don't know if I can pull that off. Yeah. Monopoly.
Tying somebody to train tracks and shit. Hey, puppy. Yeah. I'm going to kill you.
Oh, shit. We're off to a very interesting start. I will say that. Yeah, no. I am Dominican. That was
okay. Congratulations. Well done.
Congrats.
It's nice to have you, the first Dominican on the podcast, actually. So
I'm breaking ground.
Well done.
Absolutely.
I think you actually tick off a few boxes. Yeah, not the first male though. Are you male? Would you say, or
I am male?
Yeah,
I am
male. Yeah, we don't.
I don't think
not the first.
You ask that question. I don't think that's how.
That's
you
That's not.
Question.
I did that crazy. That was wild.
Are you male?
I don't think
you're male. What the fuck?
I'm like, yeah, no, that was wild. I apologize. I to everybody. That's
again. It's like I think all, you just say it depends on who you're asking. You know.
Yeah. No, I think I was quite certain. So that's why. But if it was uncertain, that would be wild. Yeah. You got the pronouns in the Twitter, but if they weren't, that's actually
I've been on the like talking about manhood with like manly people thing. Like I've talked about masculinity with like in the FD signifier video and stuff. So
no,
I'm
yeah,
sure
saw the desirability
you picked up from there. It's like this guy's a guy.
He's a dude.
You
could be commenting from the outside in. You know what I'm saying? You know.
Oh yeah, I could be the
guy passing.
Wider. Yeah, so exactly. Like, you know, I
don't
be
identify
fluid.
With this, but I've. Yeah. You don't got to be a man to comment on manhood.
No, not at all. Not at all. But the way that I was commenting on it. From a male perspective, you know? Yeah. Like,
just from a man perspective, which I am.
Being that I am a man, as it were. Just like, so I y'all think know. He might be male. I think he's a dude.
That's what you got to, double up on your masculinity. That's always good. Just so people recognize. Yeah, as the most alpha of Chad men, let me let y'all know what I think about this as the final.
Hold
authority.
On, let me put on my hockey jersey.
Pew, and just start shooting.
This is
pew, pew.
Hold on a second. Murder somebody. As a man.
Pull up just a cartoon dinosaur leg bone to like eat from. Man.
As a man.
Back to the Flintstones, did you?
Yo, Fred Flintstone was a very masculine dude. I'll tell you that right now, though.
Yeah, but he was also he also allowed himself to be vulnerable and
that
comfortable
is true.
With his own emotions too. He was transcendent. And same, I was seeing Johnny Bravo discourse as well in a similar.
What they say about Johnny?
Light, where they were like, somebody was like, "Oh, like Johnny Bravo was the original incel," and somebody else was like, "Don't do Johnny like that." Johnny was constantly. You know,
he was
accepting
smashing,
the rejection
he?
Of people. Well, he
no.
was. He was. He was.
Oh,
he
no,
he
never
trying.
Did.
He was trying, and he would always accept. Like,
oh,
yeah,
he was trying.
How many times do I have to tell you I have a boyfriend?
Well, you look like the kind of girl that could use two.
He was definitely a Pepe Le Pew sexual harasser. Like,
level 10 Pepe Le Pew was definitely above. I don't know. I would have to rewatch the tape. I would have to look over, like
no,
the,
I feel like Johnny was out here grabbing on women.
Oh, yeah, no, Johnny was absolutely. Johnny was absolutely, like, yo, grabbing, like,
I only
you know,
see him
take him down, you know what I'm saying? Like come and kiss me. Like yeah, no, nah, he was definitely maybe not Pepe Le Pew level because Pepe Le Pew was on a whole nother.
You may call me streetcar because of my desire for.
He was a sexual harassment panda, the original.
Yeah. I've been let down by a Twitter take again. That sucks.
Nah, you gotta watch the full show because
it's been a while.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Whoa, mama.
Whoa, mama. Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it's fucking, you know. It's a different time. I don't know. I mean,
hey,
I'm not going to
back in the day, it's just what we used to do.
You
know, I don't know.
We'll watch Johnny Bravo in the morning eating Fruity Loops.
Who among us
have human resources?
Caress the girl every now and then. A random strange woman on the street.
Now they call it groping. I don't know what that even is.
Back in that day, I was just called a little romancing.
Yeah, exactly.
It's called love.
You know what I mean?
Well, you know. This is how me and your mother.
I do that to my grandmother. I do it to you. Like, wait a minute. This opens up a lot of other conversations.
What do you mean sensitivity training? What are you talking about? I'm the most sensitive guy
about
around.
I committed incest. Yeah.
Oh, my God. You got to introduce this thing, though. Did you?
Did you introduce it
properly?
Yeah, right, we've been there. We said where I was and everything. You know what I'm saying?
All right, bet. My fault. Yeah.
Time travel. let's see what these topics real quick. Y'all think weight loss is fat phobic? Or if you hate that topic, then pick a different one.
I do hate that topic, but I think it's a personal journey for everybody to sort of determine on their own.
Wait, weight loss or that topic?
Both.
Okay. So what's your journey?
I never had to, like, I've always been skinny. And
He started it. I don't know.
That's all I got. It's just like, you know, I don't. I have to resist
that. No, I didn't know that he hated it. I didn't know that he hated that topic.
I don't love that topic, but I do. I saw the other topic.
Because I gave it to him ahead of time. I was like, look, if there's anything on here you don't like, don't want to talk about,
I saw Case Against Hustle Culture and Confidence Building. That was the first one I saw. So I didn't see the fact.
Oh, you didn't read all of okay. No, because it was hidden up under a link. So we'll skip that one. Let's talk about the Case Against Hustle Culture. Yeah, it's there underneath the landlord's one, but it's like,
oh,
it's pushed up on.
It's at
like
the very
up.
Bottom.
That was really sneaky.
You didn't
though.
Do your due diligence, Elliot.
I didn't know proper spacing.
Yeah,
like,
I didn't.
The spacing was
it's
off.
Bad typographic design. Like, I'm sorry.
Hyperlink. ... Weight loss is fat phobic. I was like, that must be.
I put it in the footnotes. Yeah.
it's just. I thought it was like a parenthetical as part of the.
Yeah,
other
at the
one.
End of the like know. The drug commercial. This may cause you to die and explode.
You brought it first. Like it was like, hey, yeah, remember that thing that was boldly. A part of what we discussed, and I was like, oh, wait a minute. I say yes,
just so everybody in the comments can fight me before. Yes, it is fat phobic. All right, so the Case Against Hustle Culture.
I don't believe it, but all right, let's go.
Building. All right, hey, look, we can get going. Elliot, just take a pause. You just stay.
No.
I can get more water.
No, you're good. I'm kidding.
I have tea right now. I gotta fill it. Yeah.
Podcast canceled. Sorry.
It's already too late for me.
No, I watched some of your videos. Kind of on like, well, one, you got a lot. Like, you cover a lot of fucking interesting topics in your videos, actually, and they all kind of like branch from like. Internet culture, masculinity, and the way like men are trying to construct an identity online and what that like even looks like and all these weird characters that it kind of creates. But yeah, that like Gary V to Andrew Tate to like what, like all of that to how do you get to okay by like waking up at 2 a.m. and doing 1,000 push-ups every day, like American Psycho style, like breakfast routine to like get yourself to okay. I just thought it was all very interesting.
Thank you. Yeah. I mean, I think we talk about like, I've had many, many unsuccessful tries at this. I've been doing YouTube videos since I was 12, to be honest, but like in different capacities. Not like weekly. Not like
you do under different. Did you do under different like identities and stuff? And like,
oh yeah.
Settled on this one or?
Once I was in a live stream and somebody popped up saying like an old channel name that I had, and I
that's
almost
nice. That's famous.
I almost died though because I was like,
were you doing craziness back then? What was it?
Not like the type of craziness type that, no, but the kind of stuff that's like, you know, I was like 16. And I was trying to do a specific type of rap career. Like I was trying to like I wear snapbacks.
It's your boy Ellie said.
I had a specific.
I got
thing
the big
going
wang.
Well, it was a time like I don't know if you remember early 2010s hip hop.
We all been there.
You know, I was doing.
Were you,
I mean,
were you
it was
jerking
like,
on YouTube. What's 2010? I'm trying to think.
I wasn't doing that like in dances. You know what I mean? Like I was doing. That was a period of my upbringing, but not on YouTube. On YouTube was definitely like the hop on a remix of something and be like, "Hey yo," like the whole.
Yeah, been there.
Like,
before.
Have you seen the Jack
yeah, we,
Harlow?
Hey, look, we all have been. Come on.
Have you ever seen the Jack Harlow like before he was famous stuff, where it was like when he was
just like walking through the hallway and shit?
Yeah.
Like I was worse than that. Like I was like on that. I was in that area, and I was like, if I would have seen him, I would have been like, "Damn, that guy's cool." That's where I was at. So for a person to identify that period of my life. It's like you're either somebody in my family or I need to kill you. Like I need to find you.
Like nobody.
It's like don't ever call me
gentle. Gentle. Okay.
Gentle. Quiet.
Into that gentle nothing.
All right, there you go.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Go to sleep. Okay. Go to sleep.
Nobody. Oh, I don't think anybody under like. I think there should be a limit on how viral you can go before a certain age, because having 35. Your like. Yeah, probably. But like, yeah, honestly, you should be towards the end of your life before you're allowed to go viral.
82, cause, yeah.
Because people are fucking their lives up. They're 35 going viral for some dumb shit. And then a week later, they're like, look, guys, I didn't understand the cultural implications of what I'm saying. Please don't take my job. Like, you know.
Yeah, the milkshake ducks. Where it's just like, wow, this person has a really nice video. And then like 2 weeks later, it's like, I can't believe he murdered somebody in Cambodia in 2010.
Wait, did you
it's
say like, milkshake ducks? What's that?
Yeah, milkshake ducks.
That's somebody who did that?
It. So it's like it derives from a classic tweet that was like, okay. It was like a meat milkshake duck. The duck that drinks milkshakes. Of the podcast. Yeah, and then it's like a tweet that says that, and then it says underneath it, like, we regret to inform you that milkshake duck is racist. It's like this thing. It's like, that's exactly how the news cycle
like
is.
Like Papa John.
It's just like, oh, yeah. It's like, oh, what a wonderful guy. And then it's like, oh, my God. He's
what, could be, so yeah. What could be wrong with a duck that drinks milkshakes?
What could be wrong with a like duck that drinks milkshakes? And it's just like, oh, my God, he's a Nazi.
Regret to inform
you. He's also a racist. Or like, there's, the worst one is that there's discourse. Like, it's like, well, is he a Nazi?
And is he like, a Nazi?
It's like, clearly,
I don't see what was wrong
guy.
With what he said. I mean, I don't know.
It's just like, oh, 7,000 quote tweets. It's like, I hate this cycle. I hate it very much. So yeah, 82 is like the first age that you should be able to.
Because
if you live that long, then it's like,
you're, I mean, because honestly, if you fuck up your life at that point, you're probably good. Like you're gonna be done soon anyway.
Yeah.
And if people are mad at you, the problem is gonna be solved on either side within 10 years by time. Like, you're going to be gone. The problem's going to be gone. Everything's cool. You're on a pension anyway. You don't have a job.
If it goes really right, there's still a chance that you could enjoy, like, 18 years of that. Right. You know?
Yeah. So 18. Jesus. You think they live into 100?
There's a chance. That's the only thing I'm saying.
There's a chance. There's odds. It's possible.
It's feasible that you could enjoy at least 10 years.
The Unproblematic do live a little bit longer. Shout out to Jamie Foxx.
I don't know, because Henry Kissinger...
Like, he lived real long.
Shout out to Henry Kissinger is still alive. Yeah,
it's a wild segue. Jamie Foxx is not a war criminal.
Jamie Foxx is not Henry Kissinger. He's a much better person, I think.
Better at singing, I would say, for sure. It's a close. It's
yeah,
close one,
classically trained pianist as well.
Yeah, Jamie Foxx or Henry Kissinger.
Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx.
Oh yeah, okay.
Henry
gotcha.
Kissinger not good at the piano.
He shitty pianist. Okay, understood.
Pretty bad.
How is he at rapping? Stand up comedy.
So it turns out he's actually he's German. He was a German Jew refugee.
Is there a racial element to, are Germans not known for good stand-up?
I just don't think Germans are very good at rap. Well, there are some really good German rappers.
Yeah, you're right. It's more so, doesn't work really.
No, you would, I think her name is Ace T. She's like a German rapper that's really good.
I don't believe you, but I want to see
Yeah, she's a singer and a rapper, and she has a song. She has a few like really dope. Really dope.
There
records.
Is that one band, the one that does that. They did Tom's Diner. They did like the remix of Tom's Diner, like Annan Kanten Mayan. Somebody in the comments will tell me what it is, but they did like this Tom's Diner remix that was really fucking good. And I listened to their other German music, and I swear their name sounds like that. That wasn't just me making German noises. Their band name sounds like that.
I shouldn't have implied that the Germans wouldn't be able to. Like, no, the like German people have great art. Like, there's a lot
that's
of
okay.
German
Germany's
art.
Not gonna cancel.
Henry Kissinger is just like, yeah, no. But the thing is he's very old.
Yeah,
I think he was the inspiration for Venture Brothers character.
Which one? Yeah.
Henry Killinger.
Killinger, Dr. Henry Killinger, and this is my magic murder band.
Venture Brothers is a great show, just in and of itself. But anyway,
you speak very highly of it.
If you like old Hanna-Barbera cartoons, like if you were like into like old school cartoons, and
I like the ones with the little dumplings,
and it makes fun of that shit, like the Boy Adventures and how fucked up they are, like in
adventuring as a lifestyle is actually ridiculous. Like as that, like that's what we do. We go on adventures. You just
it's like, oh, what awaits me? Get a job. Yeah. You know.
Yeah, seriously, where are you even making money? Like, how is Indiana? Like, I know Indiana Jones is like a professor or whatever, but like, bro, you haven't been like you haven't done a lecture in like months. You've been stranded in some cave or whatever. Like,
yeah.
How are you?
I mean, they were giving out
yourself?
Tenure a lot easier back in the
tenure
day.
Tenure is crazy.
So.
Tenure is crazy so. Back in the day. You really could just like sexually harass a bunch of TAs, be gone for 6 months in the fucking Himalayas, and yep, nope. I guess I'll just do a lecture, and that's fine.
It's just like, oh, he's back. Well, it's been a while, professor. Yeah.
Yeah. Where's my class?
Hope you've learned your lesson while you've been gone.
He starts writing all aggressively on that big ass chalkboard that goes way higher than a human can even reach. So what the fuck is that top part of the chalkboard even for?
Yeah.
Did y'all see that video of the girl pepper spraying her teacher for confiscating the phone?
Give me my phone! Give me my phone!
Yes. Yes.
I'm on her side.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if I. So I don't have a. I wouldn't advocate for pepper spraying.
I'm not an advocate. I'm an ally, I would say.
I'm very sympathetic towards her, because it's definitely not. I'm definitely not big on the whole like let's take your phones, and not even as a person. It's like, oh, my property, I own it. Yeah, but it's like that kind of.
He's like, not in a white way. Like, you had to just clarify.
Not in, like, neocon.
Not in a two-way C, like, you don't tread on me way.
Exactly.
But in, like, a blue hair, like, and I'm one of the good ones kind of
like,
way.
Like, you see my mustache. Like,
yeah.
It's not that.
We know what you meant. Your glasses are, like, clear-rimmed. We know. I don't know. I'm sorry.
Is that even a thing?
No, I'm sorry.
In the sense of, like, yeah, in the sense of, like, it's just such a very, like authoritarian thing that we do. I mean, the authoritarian way that we treat children in general,
yeah.
And like expected to make, like, as if it's the only way to do it. You can usually get a tip as to whether something's really dumb when people are like, "This is the only way," because it's like, no,
you haven't even like, thought or attempted another. Yeah,
it's like, well, you can't just let kids like have their phones. It's like, well, like, and I sympathize as well with the point of like. Maybe just like don't be such a bad teacher that people are like on their phones the whole time texting. Now I don't fully agree with it, but I sympathize with it because there's a degree to which we alienate the kids so much, and then we get so surprised that they just have no interest in the class and are extremely distracted by it. Do I think there should be some level of restriction of phone usage in some degree? Like, yeah, I mean, you shouldn't be like texting during class; it's distracting. But we're also like not giving them good education, so
yeah,
they understand that, like they understand that when they go to science class
that this shit
like,
is boring. I agree with you.
Not
first
only
part.
That it's boring, but that like the teacher doesn't care like about me, like, you know what I mean?
Or it's just like this subject matter is, I'm not gonna do shit with this. I'm not interested in this.
Not
like, it's
not
being presented to me in a way that's engaging and fun and actually makes
Ben
me
said we need to stop teaching these kids math. That shit is dumb. It's not necessary. I wish Alvin was here because he always gets mad at me for saying that, but I really don't think we should. But not no math, but like nobody needs algebra forward. Like once you get to like
that's
just below
true.
Out, no, it's okay.
Do what I can. On I, your job, depending
be like,
on your job,
nobody needs like, geometry.
Right.
Okay.
It's a shape.
Not okay. Wait. Hold on. Let me back up because obviously I've been too
circle.
Hyperbolic. I don't. Yeah. That's all you need. We know what's going on.
Fuck,
she was shaped like this. That's the only shapes I need to know.
No. She was shaped like this.
That's it's trigonometry. It's trigonometry. That's all you. That's all I need to know. No, I don't mean nobody needs it, obviously. What I mean is I think that this is like special, that this should be categorized as like specialized knowledge, and that
right.
K through 12 should be focused more on creating a baseline citizen level knowledge. Like reading, for instance, is an example of this. Every citizen in a given nation needs to be able to read. So that's a skill that we want everyone to have. And that's what compulsory schooling should result in, compulsory knowledge. Everything beyond that requires individual choice or aptitude, or like, I want to be a dancer, I want to be a sculptor, I want to be an astronaut,
right.
is specialized and should be on the other side of some level of like choice or competency testing. Whereas I feel like now the way we do K through 12, you do K through 12 and people finish that still not having knowledge that we all agree should be compulsory, still don't have media literacy, still don't understand philosophy, still can't read like that well, honestly. Still don't understand finance at all. Still don't understand geopolitics. All of those things are more universally useful than algebra. Almost like as a percentage, almost no one uses algebra. I'm not saying no one should learn it, but it should be pushed up into higher education. Is my point.
Yeah, I think that there's definitely a degree to which like there should be a centralized like, certain things that are centralized that like okay everybody gets this. And it can be math that's like specifically relevant to things like taxes and things like that.
Sure,
you know,
I'm
not super like I definitely feel the people that are like we should teach kids about financial literacy, right? And that's gonna be the realm through which they understand math. I also just think that the system is inherently designed to create like obedience, looking for obedience more than it's looking for teaching.
Sure.
The students are essentially like lab experiments. You know, you lock them up in a room and you force them
see
to
if they can
follow
read
all the instruction.
Yeah,
and if they can read and stuff and all of that, that's great. But the most important thing is that they didn't cause any trouble.
Okay.
And if they cause trouble,
yeah.
No matter how well they read, there's going to be repercussions, right? Like I was, you know, punished in school, and I had very good grades in certain classes.
Same.
I was bad at math, so I understand, like, and sympathize. But
I was great at math. I just don't think it's necessary. Yeah.
No offense.
Okay. Okay. So not only are you like,
I'm not dumb at math.
This thing is so easy and irrelevant that I don't think you guys should even.
No. Like, because I ended up learning
as a person
to like a very high level where I was doing like high level stats and like Riemannian geometry and shit and all that shit. I've never used that shit once, like in my life.
You don't use it in practical senses. I mean, if you're doing specific types of things, like specific sciences or whatever, like then you use the math.
I use stats a little bit in adult life, but like not enough to where it justified learning it before the age of 19.
Yeah, especially in the context of like, if you don't learn this, like
you're gonna be fucked.
You suck. Your family sucks. Like you're going, you're doomed for the rest
of
your life.
You're not gonna be successful in life.
You might as well work at McDonald's, where the bad people work.
You have minimum wage with a minimum.
You're gonna take out trash, like
garbage,
horrible humans
or a
who
stripper.
Do that.
It's like, man,
do you want to dip
like
chicken tenders and grease and fry fries for the rest of your fucking life?
Actually, sounds
then
delicious.
Pass this next test, bitch.
And like that's what the education system does to people. It's like literally almost counterintuitive, because learning is supposed to be, and like we did like an education system video, like learning is supposed to be something that you undergo in your own thing, like that's
how,
has to be self-oriented to some degree, and it's not that hard for a classroom to integrate that. And it's just that the education system does not want that to happen, right? It wants to regulate children as harshly almost as possible, so that they don't become people that are overly curious. I don't know. I mean, it's a very cynical view. It's a very like they're trying to get you type of thing.
Now, I think Jaden Smith says something the same. Yeah, the classrooms are just they're sitting you in a row. No, but I agree. But also, I mean, to the point of the pepper spray thing, I somewhat agree, but I also and I definitely had like, I would say I was like not a rebellious, but I was like teacher, I don't think that's right. Like, why do you say that? Why is that? That kind of annoying. I was a fucking annoying kind of a.
I had
an
economics class, so I know what you mean.
And so I'm kind of like, but at the same time, I'm like, I don't know if it's bad to have some level of control. Like when you made the point before about oftentimes the lecture from a teacher is boring, the teacher doesn't fucking care, and so the students are on their phones because it's boring. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but I don't know that those two things should be like related. Like, yes, we should do a better job of creating entertaining, engaging educational content, but some such shit just is boring and you just kind of have to force people to learn it. Like learning to read low-key like half the time is just, it's just brute force. Like on the other side of this, you'll have this skill and that'll be great, but it's not going to be fun learning it. And we can't go like, well, if we don't make it fun enough, I guess you just don't have to read. It's like, no, we got to put the phone away. Like, there has to be restrictions, because some of this shit just either it will not be fun, or we can't depend on our ability to make it fun and interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you have to do some effort on your own. At the end of the day, you can't be forced to do certain things. But
I think I am saying we got to force some.
But that's the thing. It's like you have to, if you don't put the work in, let's say, then like it's normal for a classroom to be like, hey, like it's do this or go, right? Because that's what we're here to do. For one, like you mentioned sort of that idea of like the forced reading kind of thing. And that's something that Paulo Freire, who's a scholar, like a teacher that I admire a lot.
Does the diners and dive bars.
Yeah, he's really good.
I like
him. Steaks.
He's good.
He describes institutionalized education as these banking systems where it's like the teacher is a person who knows. You come in, and the teacher will now put the info into you. And your job is to be a good receptacle so that the thing goes into your brain. It's just memorizing ideas of what things are supposed to be and replicating behaviors that are supposed to be good. And that's basically it. Almost antithetical to learning, right? The approach that Freire talks about is one of the teacher recognizing that the teacher is also a student. I don't know if you've ever been in that experience of like tutoring or teaching somebody and like having to learn the subject along with them while you teach them.
Sure,
but
stay
really,
a chapter ahead.
Yeah, exactly. You end up learning way more from teaching somebody else than you do from just like trying to learn on your own. Also, when you have somebody else to learn something from, their input is relevant, and that is the more real learning process, rather than like, this guy's expert, I listen to all what he says, in terms of like why it's actually relevant to me in my life. Like, history should be the most fascinating thing to anybody. Like,
yo,
it
seriously, it somehow manages to be the most boring goddamn thing. And it's like, yo, we're living in history. But like, somehow y'all managed to make this the least fucking interesting thing on the planet.
I dated a girl once who was like, I hate history. I don't want to do anything. Like, history is my least favorite subject.
It was very boring.
Like, how? You like things. If you like things, right. Then you have like to shit like happening history. Because all those things have
history. But they don't teach it like that. They don't teach exactly. Like, the way they do it in history, everything seems so fucking far away. Like, these aren't far real away. People. It doesn't teach it from like a ground level. Because like, turn on fucking... like Vikings or whatever, or like any historical fiction. Anything. And it's like, this is fucking interesting because we're seeing individuals make decisions and impact their world, and it echoes the same shit that we're living with voting or protests or whatever the fuck.
It's both directly influential on and extremely resembling of our current situation.
Yeah, like, we're doing history right now.
Exactly. And if you learn the history of like the United States in the 1990s and 2000s, you learn like Bill Clinton's policies, and then you learn about 9/11, and you learn about the response to that and all these different things. Hey, there's a lot of things that like my life has been affected by because of this. You go to the American Revolution, you go to like ancient Greece, it doesn't matter. Like, you're literally just telling stories. How do you make telling stories boring? Like, you're telling stories except they're true and they affect you.
Why do you think it is boring? Like, what are they fucking up?
Well, they make it boring because they literally make it a situation of, you don't know shit. As soon as you walk in this classroom, you don't know anything. There's you have nothing to do with this. This is all amazing people, right?
Like, yes, American amazing Revolution. Leaders and revolutionaries who have done things. Look at this amazing like
guy
you.
With a hat. Like, he's the best person.
Right.
This is what he did. Okay. He saved this person.
Yeah, like, wooden teeth and a fucking axe or whatever, and you could never.
Yeah. He was, and you could never. Like,
and it's and like, you also yo, all no those founding idea. Father dudes were like 22. Like, this is so relatable. Like,
they were just a bunch of like rich dudes who were like, we need to not get taxed as hard. And like, nobody has a way of like
I think textbooks people not are being, also a very boring way to learn about anything.
Textbooks are horrible.
It should be mostly movies. Like, history should mostly be movies. Like, reading it as a textbook is really stupid.
Well, not necessarily be movies, but like...
put on Game of Thrones, fuck it.
not even necessarily movies, but like just nonfiction books, right? Like,
sure,
if you've read a nonfiction book about, like, you know, any sort of historical event, and you see, like, the author's sort of narrativizing it and everything like that, it's
I
like...
I feel like first-person perspective and narrative is, like, the thing
that... Yeah, they actually explain a story to you, and they tell you, wow, it's interesting. The textbook is just, like, a compilation. It's almost like... It's a tertiary source.
It's reading it's a Wikipedia article of a show. Like, exactly. Nobody wants to fucking do that instead Wikipedia. Of a show.
No,
me too,
I do
but,
that.
Like, I wouldn't do it instead of a show. It's, like...
sometimes.
Okay, fair enough.
But the point is, like... the textbook doesn't give you any real connection to the thing. It's just like all like, and then George Washington did this. It's never anything about something that a person can relate to as something that has anything to do with their own lives, which is crazy because they're real stories of people who are like you that impact your life. It couldn't be any less about you, right? It's the subject, like, compared to math.
They also don't seem to like cover pop culture history much. Because I feel like the things that are considered history is also like the most boring section of what we consider to be news now. So like a lot of people also aren't very interested in like war and politics and governments and things like that, but they are interested in pop culture.
But the thing
and it would
is,
be interesting to cover that in a history class there's also, as well or connect it, you know?
Not to cut you off, Eddie, but like there's also like not that large of a separation between pop culture news and politics, right?
Yeah.
Like, John Wilkes Booth was like the Chris Pratt of his time, and he killed the president.
Like, was he an actor?
He was a famous actor whose brother was more like the Liam Hemsworth. Like, his brother was
he was a lesser famous actor,
but he was also very famous and like well liked.
He became
a right wing radical and murdered the president. And you're telling
that's
me
crazy.
That like that's the thing is like you don't know that,
boring
and
that
it
is.
Was right there. Like, it was right there, but then nobody was like, but, dude.
If they made history
Pratt.
Just like a long like TMZ, like it would be fantastic. But they always ignore all of that like pop culture shit. Because you're right, it's so connected to just be like, yo, here's who was fucking who. Like if they just added more of like who was fucking who in history books, it would be way, way better.
If there was more sex, no.
I mean,
if
they just threw some titties in the textbook every now and then, I promise you the kids would pay attention.
Yeah, because the kids are drawing the titties in by themselves, which is ridiculous. They should already come with the textbook instead of kids having to draw it themselves.
I don't know if it's necessary. I don't know if I can go with you there, but I will say, like, it's definitely the degrees of, like,
this nigga dead ass here.
I'm just not seeing the vision, unfortunately. I'm a little antiquated.
No, I'm not saying actual titties, but I'm just saying, like, what would be wrong with putting in, like
well,
the Monica Lewinsky shit, or like the Marilyn Monroe and Ted Kennedy, not Ted Kennedy, whichever the Kennedy was, like, that should be in the history book. That would be fucking interesting.
Marilyn Monroe cheating on his wife.
It low key was.
But it should have been big. It should have been like, you know,
breaking news. Even not telling the full true story, or like reserving certain parts to like mature audiences, like you're teaching a fourth grade class about 1966. I get it. But like talking about the relationships between these different people at the time is a crucial part of history, and is something that would also make it far more engaging. If you were to talk about Lee Harvey Oswald was friends with this guy, who was friends with this guy, who ended up following this religion, there's a very tenuous sort of separation between just literally telling stories about your own life and history. It's always bugged me that people struggle to make any effort to connect things with a child's personal life and understanding. Like once you get to 6th, 7th, 8th grade, these kids are not supposed to be super sheltered. Although that's part of the problem, is that the parents are going to be very uncomfortable with like talking about history in general. Like you could be the most white bread teacher and still get complaints.
So you feel like if they taught history in a way that was like personal, subjective, narrative, engaging, and like here's what was really fucking going on, here's what caused a famous actor to murder the president, and here's what it looked like,
well,
that people
would
have an issue with that.
Certain kids would come home and their parents would be like, what did they teach you about the South? Yeah. Like, there's always a way. Like, they literally want the kids to have to think class is boring. It comes back down to that. Like, they're doing it on purpose to make, and that's why it's so frustrating too, is because it's like, well, they could make it so interesting.
It seems almost like it's not even a solvable problem,
because
like
it's not solvable,
I'm thinking, like,
it is
they're doing
the
bad, but your whole thing is that this is the point. Like, education is shitty and uninteresting and boring because it's like meant to be that way, and it's not meant to engage people with the actual knowledge that's being talked about, which
exactly
is depressing.
Exactly, because it's meant to be taught in a way for people to be obedient. So you're able to answer the questions on the test. You're able to behave the way that you're supposed to in class. It's not taught in a way where you're supposed to engage with the subject matter that you're particularly interested in, because that can cause controversy. That can cause critical thought. You know, that can cause you to have conversations in class about the understandings of the world. And if you do that as a teacher, you can run into issues with parents and things like that. More importantly, what you cause is for people to have way more of a critical eye and an investment in the world around them, and way more of a compassion for certain issues than is tolerable for you to remain in power. You know,
like, I feel like that's what happens with university. Like, the kids end up like protesting the professors and shit because you start really learning some actual shit.
Exactly, exactly.
But yo, let's get into a little dumb topic real quick before we close it out. We got to get some stupidity in here before we finish this thing.
Absolutely.
Did y'all see that? Say again.
No. Go ahead. I'm a big fan of that. That's all I said.
Okay, cool. Did y'all see that Shits and Giggles clip about old boy finding his like girl's old porn or whatever?
Yeah. Oh, man.
My friend was sure that he knew my fiance from somewhere shady. I did a pimp eye search and found her nasty porn from way back when.
Oh.
Two huge problems. One, she hid her past from me. Two, she doesn't do the things that she did online.
Confronting her about this, you're not doing it to me thing is a different kettle of fish.
I will start by saying, for one, like, and I saw other people mentioning this on Twitter, like, It's very likely that if a person was doing porn and was doing certain things in the porn, that they're not doing it anymore and they're now in a relationship with you, that they do not want to do this. Like, pornographic actors do stuff they don't want to do all the time. Like,
true.
All the time on camera. And that, in a sense, like, it can even be, like, in the sense of it's consensual, like, they're choosing to do it, you know, willingly. But they're also like, there's no way I would do this in real life. Like, this is purely like an acting thing. It's extremely performative. So for a dude to see it, it's like, why isn't she shitting on me? It's like, I don't know if you...
She don't really love me. Like, what's going on,
that's
man?
That's like not the way to approach that conversation at all. You at the very least, like, if you saw something, though, that you were like, hey, I mean, I wouldn't want to do that. the best, obviously the best way to go is, for one, talk to her about it and be like, hey, like, why did you hide this from me and all of that? There's probably some valid reasons for hiding such a thing, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah.
But also, it's probably not a great, you know, it's still not a
it
great
depends on how long
to...
you've been in the relationship. I think at some point it becomes like a, not even like a, like, oh, well, you hid this bad thing from me, but like, why didn't
like, I should
you
know
trust me
that.
Enough to share, like, your full self with me is what I would be thinking.
Like, your like, history. Your, like,
yeah, just like you know, like, it'd be like if you grew up in, I don't know, in goddamn Timbuktu or whatever, like, why didn't you mention that part of yourself is part of you? And then the thinking would be like, oh, because you thought I was going to feel some, like, terrible way about it, which maybe isn't wrong.
Yeah,
so it's like
valid.
It's valid. So then the question is like, we should then have ended the relationship. If you didn't trust me to tell you to tell me that, then we shouldn't be together anyway, essentially.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know. I think it's a, I mean, it would be dependent on the person's relationship with the person. Like, for me, if I found out something like that, I don't think I would have a negative reaction in that kind of way. I would be curious. I would be like, hey, you weren't going to tell me this? But like, I would also be very surprised, obviously, as I imagine anybody would be. But
well, not necessarily. Sometimes you're like, yeah, I figured, you know.
Sometimes it's like, oh, okay.
That makes sense.
You know. But like, I do think that there's a validity to feeling like, yeah, this is something you should disclose, of course. I also think like it's hard to judge a person. Like, you know the stigma, right? Like, you know the stigma as somebody's boyfriend. And
but that's kind
like,
of the point if y'all are in it for the long haul.
Yeah, if it's like a long-term relationship, it's like, hey, you know, like, this is the kind of thing we should be talking about, right?
Right. That's my thinking.
And that's also, you can do that and not feel betrayed either, right? Like, it can be a thing of like, hey, that's not ideal. But like, also, I get it. So moving forward, let's discuss this.
Yeah, it wouldn't necessarily be a game like Ender.
It would be like,
why didn't you tell me this? It'd be like, honestly, it wouldn't even be like a, okay, so there's layers to how I feel about the whole thing, but like this section, it would be like, I wouldn't even be on some like, why, how did you, could you keep this from me? It'd be more like on some sad shit. Like, wait, did you think I would hate you if you told me about this part of yourself?
Yeah.
So like, who do you think I am? Yeah. And like, why were you willing to be with a man that you thought was that? Would be where
that
I
would be
coming
that
from.
Would be a, that would be an interesting sort of look at it. Wow. I don't know if I would.
So I'd be like disappointed.
I don't know if I would ask that though. Because I
would
I
definitely,
think,
yeah.
Because I think it's, I don't know if it would be an assumption.
What's up, Josh?
Nah.
Bro.
Josh is like, wait.
Come on, what's up?
I was just about to say, this nigga's good, man. Go ahead.
Okay.
We do things all the time as humans where we know a person factually shouldn't matter. Like, it wouldn't matter to them. They're nice. They wouldn't do this. But, like, we still hide it. Or we still feel uncomfortable talking about it.
Yes.
So I wouldn't necessarily be like, well, you think I'm a, you know, you think I'm an incel, right? Like, I wouldn't necessarily feel like, you know, this person thinks poorly of me.
You don't feel like
me.
You're being attacked constantly like me, so I
right.
trying to get there.
But I would feel, you know, I would feel sad, and I understand feeling like quite sadly about it, because it is one of these things of like, man, like, we have a lot of work to do here, because this is the kind of thing in a healthy relationship you are open about, right? There are things like, you know, everybody can sort of determine for themselves as well, like, how much like they think it's okay to hide. There are some people that it's like, I want to be in a long-term relationship with somebody who, like, we talk about a couple of different things. We leave each other the hell alone. And like, we just live together.
Who is saying that?
That's what we do. Some people just want to be left alone. Some people just want to be in a relationship where it's like, yeah, we just give each other our space.
Your coworkers
marriage.
That fuck each other. That's ridiculous.
No, it's like, it's love, but it's like distant. You know, some people love their space. Some people love their space. They love to hide things. I don't know. Like, it's not. I'm not
what you're describing sounds crazy to me.
Not at all. Hey, that's me. No? Like, I really enjoy my space, because
I love my space.
Okay.
And
like, no intimacy is different.
Well, there would be intimacy. It's just like selective. It's just like much like lighter. Like some people just want to be. Some people are like asexual, for instance. They want to be.
That's
not
me.
That's
not
me. But like,
Josh, not asexual.
No. I'm saying like, there's different approaches in general, where you can have a relationship with somebody. And it's like, the agreement we have is like, you know, and this is not,
we don't talk to one another.
But asexual. I understand that this, the asexuality is its own thing.
Okay. Yeah.
But like, there's relationships where people will have like, just not, they won't have interest in certain things that they're supposed to, that they're seen as supposing to have in a relationship. Certain people are just like,
you know, it takes all types. There's a million different ways you can do a relationship, but I just, Josh, you said that you identify as this. Can you, because we've had years of conversations about relationships. So like, I doubt that what I'm thinking in my mind is in conflict with what you're saying. Like, but I'm just wondering. Because space and being like, we just don't talk to each other about major sections of our emotional experience because we're not trying to have that type of relationship doesn't sound like what you've ever described.
Okay, yeah, no, that's not it, man. Because, like, but I would just say that when it comes to, like, space, it's like, I don't necessarily always want to talk. I don't always feel like talking. Like, I need time to miss you. Like, I don't always want to be up under you, up under me. Even though I love, like, physical touch, I love having intimate conversations, intimacy in general, but there is something to the point of where you kind of, like, room with your best friend that you love. Like, y'all are roommates that you, like, but y'all, and maybe, like, even y'all have, like, different bedrooms, so y'all just give each other that space to feel comfortable without always just being
recharge
all the
time
and having that pressure. So that's what I was more so referring to.
Right.
I picked up
no, that makes sense to me, definitely.
Right, and I think that there's, you know, and with relevance to the topic, I think that there may be like a situation where somebody might feel like, you know what, like, I know that I want to have a long-term relationship with you and I love you, but it's also not your business. Like, it's also, I just don't feel like talking about it. I don't want to have that come up. And,
might not
want
to rehash
it. If you want to talk about it, we can go over it, but I was preferring to just not even go over it. And like, some people will be like, that's okay. Some people will be like, that's not okay. That's what relationships are about, right? It's like it's an agreement. Like, you meet somewhere in the middle based off of what you want. And sometimes you make compromises, but sometimes you say, this is not for me. In this case, I think with that person, I get the sense that this person's not like comfortable with this, and also is like,
definitely
not, like,
not
treating this with the kind of seriousness of the kind of gentleness, perhaps I'll say, that perhaps such a situation might need. Especially like, you know, you put something online like, why isn't she fucking me like this? It's like, you know, like, I don't know if this is the right thing.
Yeah, you're different when you do find your queen.
That's getting, a little, it's something.
Getting bastardized. You know what I'm saying? She ain't doing that with you.
That's, damn, she never liked that. Okay, let me, because I understand that the whole podcast was going to go that direction in looking at this. Let me give the other side, just to give a little bit of variety here. I think that there is maybe something to the, and like, of all, like, women in our community, like, feel free to sound off on this one. I feel like there's some kind of a thing of like, I want to do things with this person that I haven't wanted to do with other people, et cetera, et cetera. And I think that people have that file in their head of like, what you're willing and interested to do sexually with a person is an indicator of the kind of interest that you have in that person. And if you don't want to do XYZ things with me, that's an indication of where I fall on your potential attraction spectrum. And it's not lining up with where I thought I was. It's like, if you don't like anal, cool. But if you don't like anal with me, but you do like it with somebody else, what does that mean? And I think that that is, for some people in some circumstances, an actual valid like mental setup. This may not be the situation. There's a whole bunch of caveats to do with like consent and like sex work and like whether or not she actually wanted to do those things and da 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 da. But this is just the point that I'm bringing up here.
The point of like, yeah, like, hey, that, why is that? Like, presuming that you're cool with this, but like just for other people, but like not for me. It's like, I mean, I also hope that like there's like a happy version of the, like a happy ending to the story of like her being like, oh, you didn't say anything. Oh, you want,
yeah,
like,
yeah, that would be, oh, I didn't know you wanted to do that. We can totally, I've been wanting like, to for forever. That's why I was hiding.
I'll give you a rusty venture. What?
It's just like,
let me just put the pad in. The dungeon's back here.
Man, it's been a long time. Like, I've been waiting for this. Like, I just
blowing
thought
off cobwebs and shit.
I didn't even want to mention the subject, but that, like, this is
I
such a relief.
I think
for
you
me
were comfortable with it. Oh my god! Like, yeah.
Wait, God, would you be interested in two girls? Really?
What?
No, it's not. Never would have thought, I mean, it. Guys aren't usually into that.
I've never heard a man. No, it's. I hope that there's some degree of like a happy ending.
That would be
for that,
sweet.
But
that
I
would
also,
be nice, yeah.
You know, a sweet level.
But that's
of,
not.
Like,
that
no,
didn't happen.
But it didn't happen.
Come on. That's not real.
This man definitely did not.
They probably broke up,
situation,
honestly. Unfortunately.
Oh, they maybe not have ever existed.
Yeah, that's also true.
This is possibly just a dude who's like,
who's erased.
Yeah, imagine if I saw porn, you know.
Though I do think it happens a lot. Like, a lot of people have done porn, so I know that situation has happened plenty.
Especially nowadays.
Especially nowadays.
Yeah, I mean, it's
there's so many just average, regular girls just got OnlyFans.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, that's my friend from class. It's like, oh.
But
it's
do you insane. Find that OnlyFans is, like, way different from porn? Where it's like, the average person having OnlyFans, are they doing, like, boy-girl scenes with strangers? Because I feel like that's a big, like, nudes online and even, like, self-masturbation stuff is, like, a very different, like, gap from, like, hey, showing up, hello, my name's Tom, I'm Susie, we're going to fuck now, is, like, a big gap, I think.
It's still in the same ballpark, yeah, though.
It's the same ballpark, like, I mean, for sure.
You know, it's you're referring to, like,
yeah, yeah. You mean like institutionalized porn, like institutional,
well,
like the porn
not
industry.
Like, yes, but also like in OnlyFans, there are people who do like, hey, you're a content creator who's a boy. I'm a content creator who's a girl.
Right.
Let's make content together, even though we don't necessarily know each other, or maybe aren't even attracted to one another.
Right.
But that's but also to your point, that's not the same level as like they've just shuttled me in a van and told me I have to suck this guy's dick, and that's what I'm going to be doing today. That is a higher level than having total control of like, oh, this guy's attractive. I like him. I like his audience. Hey, would you like to make content with me? Is different. So, but I think what I'm getting at is just the having sex with strangers is a different level,
yeah,
I think.
With not me's. Yeah.
Yeah, with not me's. With not me's, yeah.
Yeah. I feel like it is this thing that happens when people are just like so uncomfortable with things that they shouldn't be uncomfortable with. That we end up getting these spots. I was surprised that you didn't bring the video that sort of went viral on Twitter of the girl who was like,
here's the simplest dating advice you'll ever need in your life, but most of you won't listen because you guys like to argue. And that person that has inconsistent communication with you just doesn't like you that much. That person that ghosted you isn't a bad person. They just became uninterested or found someone else. Move on, find someone else to text you. If your partner cheated on you, leave them. And if you don't leave them, which most of you won't because most of you lack standards and self-respect, shut up about it, stop hanging it over their head, and learn how to work through it together. Or else, move on. If a man does not want to pay all your bills and wants to go 50-50, that doesn't make him a bum, that doesn't make him a bad guy, that doesn't make him a little boy. He's still a man. Just a man with different interests and goals in life. Go find you someone who will. There's 8 billion people in the world. I promise you can find one. That woman that wants all her bills paid doesn't make her a gold digger, doesn't make her a slut. Just go find you one that could do 50-50 with you. It's very simple.
People were like, oh, she ended everybody. Like, she got... Because I feel like there's this similar thing of it's like, there are so many hang-ups that we have that are just like, man, like, just have a conversation. Like, please just have a conversation with one another.
Yeah, I think people really struggle with that. And I understand, like, sometimes there's just that fear of like... Like, some stuff, it's hard to turn into a conversation because the fear is that the other person doesn't want you. And it's hard to have a conversation about that. Or it's hard to even be clear about that because sometimes people don't want to admit that. Like, even in that video when she's talking about, like, when somebody ghosts you, it's them going, hey, I don't, or not always, but it's often, hey, I don't like you. I'm not interested in you. I don't find you attractive. You're low-key boring and a bit ugly. But I don't want to tell you that. I don't want to have that conversation. I don't want to turn it into some negotiation about our values or any of that. Mm-hmm. I just want to stop talking to you ever again. And so you ghost. And then it's like, yeah, you could communicate and be like, hey, by the way, I noticed we stopped talking. Are you no longer interested in me? And if so, why? And it's like, bro, I don't want to, I want to not have any interaction with you ever
disappear,
again.
Yeah.
I want, yeah. So some stuff can be kind of difficult like that. And I think this conversation would be one of those as well. Because it's like, if you were to say to your partner, hey, I noticed in porn you did some of these things, and it looks like you're enjoying yourself consensually, but it seems that you're not interested in doing those things with me, are you not as attracted to me as you are with the performers here, or attracted to them in a different way? What happens next in that conversation? Either she tells you, hey, those weren't consensual, I was coerced, and I really didn't enjoy my time. She says, they were consensual, and they were fine, and I decided to do them, but I don't enjoy them, so I never offered them in our relationship. Or she says, like, oh yeah, I guess we could, like, I like you just as much, or whatever, and that may be true or maybe not, and you'll never really know. So it's, you know what I mean?
So, yeah, just basically, just don't even bother.
Yeah, yeah, just go to
just
bed.
Don't talk to anybody.
just don't ever
communicate at all. No, yeah, it's true. It's like there's a point to which like you can like at some point communication is just pointless, right? Like not in that situation, but like in a lot of situations for people, it might just feel like it's not worth it the thing is set. It's set. It is what it is. Just moving on with my life, right? And I do think that that's true. But I also, I'm naively a person who's always like, man, just like a little conversation. Like, just like a little thing.
99% of the time. It'll fix so much.
It also is a thing of sometimes you have to preserve like your safety or your peace too. Where it's just like, I'm just going to distance myself as much as possible. Because I don't know if I start communicating certain things to a person, if they're going to act in a negative way. And put like a lot of problems in my life. So there's that too. Unfortunately. That's why it's like impossible to like give advice about things in the general sense, right? It depends entirely on your context. The specificity is so important.
Your advice of generally communicate more is good, because I think most people know if they're in a dangerous situation. Like, people know, like, okay, is this dude going to go upside your head if you express a concern? Like, if you know for pretty certain, probably not, you can communicate. Everything doesn't have to be cloak and dagger.
Although it's not even just necessarily danger either. It's just like the uncomfort, like the discomfort, right? Like, some people just emotional make danger, things sure. uncomfortable, right? Well, it could be an emotional danger in that way. But like, you know, there are certain people that it's not even necessarily that we hate them or anything, but it's just like we just don't want to communicate certain things to them because
I don't want
to
have that conversation with you at all. Yeah.
Like, I don't want to have that conversation because I know that you're not going to act a certain way, or like, I've met people like you before. I have a familiarity with this personality type. And I do not want to have a further dynamic.
I don't
want to
have this back and forth. I want to have this. But why indeed? Look, I just want like, to not do this anymore.
Yeah. I just want to just distance. And that is an important skill, too, is learning when to just, like, not engage.
Yo, learning to quit is the best skill that anybody... I think that's a skill that should be taught. Just go, like, fuck algebra. We should teach people how to give up.
How to quit.
Because I think it would save so many people's lives in just so many... Like, in relationship situations, in job situations, in friendship situations, just knowing when to go, hey, look, this ain't working. I need to try something else, and I don't need to sit here trying to, like, figure out how to coerce this person into loving me properly or this situation to working out in my favor. Just... give up and go, I guess I wasn't good enough for that situation. Let me try another one and go from there. I think everybody could learn a lot from that shit.
Yeah, I mean, the great Min-Yoongi once said, never forget that giving up decisively also counts as courage. Sometimes
I like that. Decision. I just thought I was a coward, but that sounds better. I'm going to quote that.
It's courageous.
You said Mr. Miyagi said that?
No, Min-Yoongi of the Korean group BTS, yeah.
Oh, okay. My fault.
Yeah. Said that once. Just said that.
Let me look that up. Hold on.
Never forget that giving up decisively.
I like that.
That is good. Don't forget that giving up decisively also counts as courage. That's good.
But it's so true. Because how many times has you been just like, that was part of my journey with getting to YouTube is that... I had certain hang-ups. I had certain things I really wanted to do in my life. I wanted to be seen a specific way, and I wanted to have a specific kind of success, and I wanted to work on these terms. I just never could make it work, and I was constantly in like this self-made hell. And when I gave up, and I just said, it's not going to happen. I'm just going to make a YouTube channel where I try to get like 100,000 subscribers. I try to get like 5,000 subscribers in a year making commentary videos. I probably could do that. And once that started happening,
you're done.
All of these things started happening, and all of a sudden now I'm here.
I should have given up years ago. You know? What was I doing all this trying for?
Dreaming.
Let myself be crushed under the weight of existential dread, and everything will come as it's meant to. The universe will provide. You heard it here, folks, kids. First kids, give up. Ladies, gentlemen, theys, thems, give up. That's the key to your life.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. That's the fuck it. That's the motto, nigga. All right. Look, this has been the pod. If you if you're teaching and you see your kids fucking falling asleep on their phones and shit, it may be you that's waving the red flag because your shit is boring. But you know, at the same time, if
you get the shit pepper sprayed at you and trying to hang on to a student's phone, you might be seeing a red flag.
Right. This has been the Red Flag Podcast. It's been Eddie. It's been Josh. Avon will be back next week. We've been joined, of course, by the wonderful Elliot Sang. Tell the folks where they can see you, where they can find you, what they should check out. He's got excellent commentary videos.
Thank you so much. Yeah, those videos are on my Elliot Sang channel. If you look up ELLIOT space SANG, that's my name. It's the username Elliot Says Hello. And you can look that up on Instagram as well if you want to see me take fit pics sometimes.
Which type of pics?
Fit pics, like pictures of my outfit.
My fault.
Oh, okay.
Cool. I know what type of content you're talking about.
I was like, whoa, Elliot After Dark.
Okay, let's go.
Everybody has OnlyFans today.
I got feet pics, dick pics, you know, whatever.
Whatever you need.
It's a feet, dick pic combo. It's a fit pic. Yeah. That's absolutely not that. It's just pictures of
We don't have that. Yeah, we don't want your partners to know about that just yet. That's,
I get some wild comments.
Bet some harassment and shit.
Oh, you know how it is.
If y'all want to see, like, you know what I'm saying, the real podcast After Dark shit, such as the live that we had with Elliot before this episode, hop on Patreon for full episodes. Every single week we drop a live, as well as like a full episode just talking casually with our guests. Hop on Patreon for that. Like, subscribe to this channel. We'll see y'all next week.
Next week.
That's it.
Be blessed. Oh, thank you for 10K.
Oh, yeah. 10K.
10K.
Run it up.
Let's go. Oh, excellent. Let's go.
We'll be there.
All right. Thank you.